Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Scene.
Do you know why, though?
No. We'll talk about it later. But as for right now, yes. We're live. Yay. Welcome to the Doodoo and Foo Show, starring
Faith
Merzberg, special guest. I'm one of your co-hosts, Dan Doodoo Savage.
Mike Chris Fully Foo.
And this is the Doodoo and Foo Show, episode number 39. So what do we do when we talk about the numbers of the episode? Do you know?
No.
So we try to think of famous athletes that have worn that number. So if I said episode 23, you would say
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, there you go.
If it was episode 11,
me being a Giants fan would say Phil Simms off the top of my head.
So here we are. I'm not very good at this. Mikey is sort of the expert. So let's go. 39. What do you got?
39. Larry Zonka. Ooh, right. Played for Syracuse, football. Dolphins, and Giants.
Yeah. Hall of Famer,
college and NFL. And you bring him up, show 37. We talked about it a little bit last week, the Dave Parker.
Oh, Dave Parker. Yeah. Baseball. Yep.
Just yeah. Saying. Yeah, I have
Hall of Famer. Yep. He's got inducted to the Hall of Fame.
What's his nickname?
The Cobra. Yeah.
Yeah. He was, growing up, Dave Winfield.
Yeah.
Those guys were fun to, this is what we should do the whole show. Talk about everything that she has no clue about. She's okay, just going to sit there and be like,
why was he named the Cobra?
Hey!
That's a good question. Maybe because he stung the ball. I don't know. But he was a big guy, though. What was he, like 6'5", 6'6"? Yeah. Six.
Him and Dave Winfield.
Baseball?
Him and Dave
baseball,
Winfield,
yeah.
Yeah.
Big dudes. They put the ball, like they put the bat on the ball. They hit home runs like... Fun to watch home runs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Ron Darling yesterday compared him in his era to Aaron Judge in today's game.
Wow.
That's a strong comment.
Yeah. You know who Aaron Judge is?
No.
Let's keep calling my guys.
I have
going.
No idea.
No, you're doing fine. What's funny is I usually have show notes, and I grabbed like a bunch of digital marketing stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Instead. But it's all right. We'll figure it out. I got some here. So here we are with Faith. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get into a little bit of who you are, where you're from, what brings you out here, what your recent history is here in this building, and what your future is. So we're going to cover a lot of grounds, learn about you a little bit, and then we'll get into some stuff. We have some blind ranking stuff, and we have some fun stuff for you to do. So don't be shy. So tell us. Pretend I don't know you. And Mike, who are you?
I'm Faith Merzberg. I'm from Oahu, Hawaii.
Ooh.
Eva Beach, Hawaii. I lived there for 17 years of my life, and then I finally moved to Vegas to come play for Coach Savage. And I came here to play. I reached out to him. It was a funny story because I had no idea that he was in Hawaii. And then I reached out to him, and he was my last email that I sent out. And
did you know that?
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that story? No, keep telling the story.
Yeah, I only reached, like, that was my last email.
So, well, hold on. Time out. I want us to understand what she just said. I, Coach of the Year, Savage, was the last option. Okay, go ahead. Continue.
I'll get you off the hook on this one. She saved the best for last.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, but Coach Savage didn't even, he didn't really like me. He didn't even know who I was. He just was like, oh, okay, well, I'm in Hawaii, so I'm just going to respond. So if he wasn't in Hawaii, guys, I would not be here right now. So, yes, you said if you wasn't in Hawaii, then you wouldn't be. Like, I wouldn't be here.
I don't know.
He said he used to deny a lot of kids. That's why.
But
so.
But what did we just talk about? That year, I was looking for players. Like, I needed players.
You said that you were like, if you probably weren't in Hawaii at the time that I emailed you, you probably wouldn't have looked my way. But you said because this came out of your mouth. You said because,
I'm out of here.
No, he said because he saw Hawaii on the email. He was like, oh, I have to. I have to.
All right. There's some truth to that. Not, I don't think that's 100% truthful because I think you would have ended up here. But I think the meeting happened just like that. Mm. So here's, can I finish the story a little bit or do you want to keep going?
Go ahead.
So I get an email while on vacation and it's this girl, Faith Marsberg, and it has, and it actually has her address. So I kind of just look up to see how close I am. Like, am I even on the same island? I don't know much about Hawaii. Mm-hmm. She's like 25 minutes away. Like, is that accurate from Waikiki? Yeah. 25 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then, go to her social media, and she has a coach named Coach Bree, who I had talked to about some other players, and she does more like skill development AAU stuff. So I reached out to Coach Bree. I said, hey, got a message from this girl, Faith. Can you tell me about her? And she tells me some stuff, and, you know, she's like, I think she's got a pretty high ceiling and, you know, definitely worth contacting. So I said, can you send me some film? Because, you know, it's a lot, and I'm on vacation. So. Yeah. She sent me a little bit of film, not a lot. It wasn't a lot of film, but I saw it's quick, fast, likes to play defense, all those things. So I call her up. This part gets a little fuzzy, but I call her up and said, we had just like the normal recruiting conversation. And then did I call you back and say I'm in Hawaii or did I tell you right then on that first call?
Yeah, you told me on the first call.
First call.
Right there.
So I said, I'm crazy as it sounds, I'm here in Hawaii. So if you and your family want to meet up, let's do it. And we met up on Easter Sunday at the Ala Moana Mall.
And there you go.
And look at her now.
Yeah.
So,
That's good stuff. Yeah.
Great story. Great fit for the program. You, as our super fan, have seen her probably more than anybody that's not a coach or in the program.
Yeah.
We talk about it all the time. Some of the top players that have developed the most here, and she's I'll let you speak
right there.
Don't lie, Mikey.
No,
don't lie.
You know, we always talk about from your freshman year to your sophomore year is when you make your biggest jump, mostly. And that is definitely you made that big jump, You know, just watching you play the last couple of years and just night and day, which is a good thing. Obviously, one of the top players, top point guards as well in the conference, in the league, right?
But
I've seen a lot of games.
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't say this, but at work, when I got my register here, I got the phone here during game time.
He watches all the games.
And I'm like, pouring drinks, watching. What do you do, right? So I watch a lot of games.
Yeah.
So I've seen a lot. But very, very strong year that you had this past season.
Yeah.
And only going to get better. Bright future for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. So we got her here. Her and I talk a lot about when she first got here, before she even stepped foot on campus, her coming in and training, and the transformation has just been remarable. But we won't spend all podcast on that. So we got her here. She had a great season. It's funny. I'll not embarrass you at all, but her first game ever in a CSN uniform, we were down at Phoenix College, right? And we were handling them pretty good. And she played okay. Not her best game, but it was her first college game. And she was so upset with herself after. And here I am knowing what the college experience is and how 2 years, you can't go off the first 20 minutes of your first game. And she was so upset. And it was now she doesn't get rattled by stuff, you know, when before that. So that's part of the growth. It's not always becoming a better basketball player. I feel like I'm going to sneeze. So you're here now. Tell us about your time. Oh my God, I'm going to sneeze. Tell us about your time here at CSN. You don't have to, just give us a little rundown. Had some pretty, you were on two very good teams.
Yeah.
How many games did you win in 2 years?
40-something. 46? 47?
47 wins in 2 years. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Never missed a game?
I missed one of the CCC games this year.
Yeah, yeah. That's a whole different story.
Yeah.
But never missed a game that you should have played in.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's impressive.
Yeah. Well, like you said in the beginning, my freshman year, I struggled a little bit, like, mentally. I had a lot of pressure on myself, but then I just had to remember that, like, it's a game. It's fun. It's supposed to be fun. You're supposed to enjoy your time. I feel like I've grown a lot, like, till now, like, my sophomore year. Like, it's just been fun, and growing closer to you made that easier. Yep. So
we always talk about the extension of point guards and coaches, right? Yeah, sure. And I was just talking to her, if Coach Thune is watching, we were having an off camera conversation about what she needs to bring to her next program and her next coach, because mm-hmm. Coach Thune, in my opinion, is going to be a fantastic head coach. From what I understand, this is his first head coaching job, and it's a really good spot. And but with all that being said, I love Coach Thune, but he needs help. And what I mean by that is it's his first job. Yeah. So he needs a little bit of built-in leadership. And if that comes from the point guard, you're a guard. You know the stories. Yeah. It's nothing against posts and centers and wings and all that stuff, but the point guard has the ball in their hand. They know what the coaches want. And it's pretty cool when you have point guards that you connect with and they know what you expect and what is going to make you upset. So, that was good. And then what do we got on your inside of your elbow? What is that?
Oh, my record.
264. You know what that is?
I'm guessing assist.
Yeah.
Career assist leader.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was a big accomplishment.
That was.
No doubt.
And playing with kind of behind KB for a year, you know, I think was a huge part of your success, being able to practice against or with KB for a year. But also, like, you did that number playing with another really good guard for a year, too. So, impressive stuff. So, let's talk about where you're going and just talk. you go.
I'm going to be going to Alaska, Anchorage. Yay.
Yeah.
I'm excited to play for Coach Thune. I think I'll have so much more fun over there because
playing for Coach. More?
Yeah. I'm kidding. Kidding.
That's okay. No, Coach, it's all good.
I'm really excited for this journey.
And where's Cece? Cece could have been the guest today.
All right. Okay. Anywho. Go ahead. No. Yeah, I'm really excited. I think that's a very big change for me. Just where I come from is like tropical. So just being out there is just going to be a big change.
It'll be an adjustment.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to be a big part of it. You handle that adjustment. Totally perfect if you can handle that adjustment. Yeah.
And it's a really, really good program. It's one of the top Division II programs in the country, year in and year out. play in a phenomenal gym.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a D2 gym. That's a Division I gym. Yeah. It's Alaska Airlines Arena or Alaska Airlines Arena. Mm. I mean, it's very nice. And you get to take two trips to Hawaii.
Yeah.
So two tournaments in Hawaii. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like that worked out that way. Mm-hmm. And I know Coach was excited for that. And you said quite a few trips to California. So, it's exciting. It's exciting stuff. And on top of it all, you get your education paid for.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so you'll be all right. You'll be just fine. Now, when did you realize that you wanted to play basketball? How did you know?
The funny thing is I only started because of my brothers. Like, everything that my brothers did, I just wanted to follow them.
Okay.
Because I grew up with three brothers, and I was the youngest. So I think I started playing around the age of 7. And, okay. but then they ended up stopping, but I only kept going because I saw how happy it made my dad. So him being able to coach me made me happy.
Yeah.
So yeah, ever since then, it just, my love for the game just continued to grow.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and her dad, it's pretty funny when when most of my players sign, kind of discourage them from playing AAU ball because there's a lot of college coaches that'll try to snatch you up.
Yeah.
Right. So with her dad, he's sent me a.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Very nice message. And he's like, please, I just want one more shot to coach.
Okay.
And you know, you saw me coach Brooklyn and Trent. That's a forever thing.
Sure.
It's a core memory for probably both. I don't know. Brooklyn always says I yelled at her even when she wasn't in the game. You remember that story at Bonanza? Something was happening. I was like, Brooklyn. And she was like, Dad, I'm right here. I was like, oh, my bad. So there's some days we come home and it wasn't pretty, but in general, it's a good situation.
When you look back on it, it's memories, right?
Yeah.
It's great memories.
So, Leo and Gina, parents, are big supporters. They come out quite a bit to support and enjoy the Ninth Island. And so we're happy that it all worked out. Faith and I just had a big, long conversation about this today. It's been a heck of a ride. I talk about writing chapters in a book, and this is one of the chapters.
Yeah.
This is a CSN chapter for sure. So I do have this question down here. Alaska Anchorage has a very, very strong fan base, like season ticket holders and all that stuff. So what can they expect from you when they come to watch this year, number zero?
Ooh.
What are they going to notice right away? It's an easy one.
That I like to pass.
That's good.
Yeah.
I love defense.
Defense, there it is.
There you go.
So of course, talented passer, but defensively, I think you're going to be in a really good conference where you can affect the game with your defense and then do what you do with the ball offensively.
Yeah.
It's exciting. Are you excited to play like
in front of people? Like a lot of
people? Yeah.
No.
Really?
Nervous?
Just you'll get used to it.
Just tune it out.
Yeah.
That's it. Tune it out and play your game.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? Another story on her recruitment is when they flew in for their visit, I happened to be on the Henderson campus.
Yep.
And I was giving a tour to Adrian Bulatasi.
And
so I'm giving a tour to Adrian, and I'm like trying to do two tours at once. And it's not even our campus. It's a totally different campus. And so here comes Faith and her parents. And her mom was like, Faith went to elementary school with her. I'm like, with Adrian Pulitazzi? She's like, yeah. They were like, yeah. What was third grade?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Fifth.
Third, fifth?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, they
end
crazy,
up playing freaking, end up being captains together.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Fate right there. Yeah.
Fate.
That's fate. Yeah.
Pretty cool. Well, yeah, we had a good time. We left you left a good mark. Yeah, big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
And we're going to cheer you on just like you're still wearing the Coyote blue.
That's right.
So, well, let's do this. Let's break it up a little bit here. And we're gonna blind rank. Ready?
What's that? Oh, blind rank. Okay.
So I'm going to give you...
Sorry.
I'm going to give you 10 things.
Okay.
You can each have your own answer. And you're going to rank it without knowing what's coming next. So this one is pain.
Pain?
Yep.
Okay.
Ready? You don't have to think of anything.
Is it 1 through 10?
It's 1 through 10. So if I give you the first one I give you, you put it wherever you think it ranks. Like okay. 1 is the most painful. Yeah. 10 is like, it's not that bad.
Okay.
All right, ready? A really bad sunburn.
Ooh. like 8.
8?
Hmm.
Hawaii over here.
Yeah.
What do you think, Mike?
That's a good one. I really never got sunburned, really, but I can only imagine. We'll go right in the middle with this one, 5.
5. Listen. So I got to tell this story. It's going to take a second, but we got a few minutes. When I was a senior in high school, my friend Bobby and Jamie and Troy, we took a car and drove down to Daytona Beach. Daytona Beach, Florida was like spring break. Mecca. So we're seniors in high school. No business doing this. Had a bunch of money. Took a car, drove down. We go to Wet n' Wild, the water park, on the first day. We get there at like 7 in the morning. Like we just happen to drive straight to Florida. Get there at 7 in the morning. Park opens at 8. So we're getting ready. And my buddy Troy, who's like Native American black, he's putting on like lotion. And I'm like, oh, bro, I need that. Like suntan lotion. I'm fair skin. Like I get beat up in the sun. So I cover myself, right? Spend all day in the thing. I'm baking in the sun. I'm like, I'm cool. I'm covered. Mm-hmm. Next day, sun poisoning. I was done bubbling. My forehead was bubbling. Skin was peeling. I was like throwing up. Sun poisoning is crazy. Yeah. Troy called his mom. It was accelerator. It was accelerator because she wanted him to get darker. Here I am putting it on thinking... So it's hard for me not.
That couldn't have felt good.
It was 3 days of my spring break. A mess. Yikes. Oh, it was bad, man. Wow. So I'm not even. This isn't for me. It's for you. But all right. How about a brain freeze?
I haven't had one of those in a while. I'm gonna go. Wait, what did I put the first one at?
8.
8. Okay. 9.
9.
Yeah, 7. Had those before, really never affected me too much. Yeah.
Oh, I hate them.
Yeah.
It lasts for like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
No, they last longer.
No, they don't.
A very itchy bug bite.
Oh, my God.
Like a mosquito.
I give that a 5.
Yeah, I'm going to go 6 on that one. Tough not to itch those.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Exactly.
I was shocked because when we were in Hawaii, I've been twice to Oahu. Mm-hmm. I didn't see not one mosquito, and you said it's crazy.
Yeah, you're in the wrong spot.
No, I was in the right spot. I think you're in the wrong spot. I'm saying, a sprained ankle. The sound effects are crazy.
Plenty of those playing ball.
Yeah.
But back then, we bounced back in a day or two, right? But now.
Jason Tatum's in a boot. No, yeah, that's Achilles. Yeah. That's a totally different. Sprained ankle.
Did I say 6 yet?
Nope.
Okay, 6.
We'll go 4, only because I know it'll hurt a lot more nowadays.
Yeah.
All right. A jammed finger was staying in the basketball room.
Did a lot of those, too.
Oof. Oh. No? You don't? Have you had many of those?
Yeah, I have.
Like popped? Boom.
Yeah.
Seven?
Yeah.
Now this may sound funny, but 3. Oof. I've had it sometimes really? I had put a splint on sometimes before.
Oh yeah. I had one like I think it was this middle knuckle. I swear to you it took 6 months to heal.
Yeah.
It was fat and swollen for like 2 months. And I'm like, when are you gonna heal? Like the human body's amazing that it heals from that stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, what's going on? Like we're not healing anymore. Yeah. Really bad stomach ache. Stomach ache.
Did I say 4?
You got 4.
Okay, 4. I hate stomach aches.
Well, it just depends with me, huh, Dan?
I mean
with what I had about a month ago, that was
yeah.
I already said a 3.
You got 1, 2, 8, 9, 10.
1, 2, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, you got the middle all full.
A regular stomach ache, I'll go 8. I can handle the pain pretty well.
How about a really bad headache?
Oh my gosh. I say two. Wait, did I say three?
No.
Okay, three. I hate headaches.
Yeah, I'm going to go two there too, because I get those allergy headaches just put me out. I go to sleep early on those.
I don't get a lot of headaches.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah. Mm-mm. I think it's, honestly, I think it's because I drink so much water.
Yeah.
Is that crazy to say?
No, because you can get headaches from being dehydrated.
Yeah. Dehydrated, yes. Yeah, I drink a lot of water. I don't get a lot of headaches. And when I do, you know what I do? Drink water and drink go water. Take a nap. Like, just try to get through it.
Yep.
Toothache. Shoot. When you, did you, have you ever had braces?
Yes.
You did, I didn't.
Yeah.
But did that pain hurt, like when they tightened them? Mm-hmm. I've always heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty bad?
Yep.
So you can include either that pain or a toothache pain. What do you think?
Yep.
I'm going to just go with nine.
No, you already have nine. You got 1, 2, 10.
1, 2, 10. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
1, 2, 10. I say 10. Because you can just take Tylenol. Take it away.
What do you think, Mike?
I'm gonna go the opposite direction. Go right to the top. Number one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just need a, I haven't had a toothache probably since I was a kid. But you can't eat.
Yeah.
Get swollen sometimes. Like you said, you can take something for it. Mm-hmm. But I'll go with one on that one.
All right. Last two. Charlie horse. Now you're stuck.
No, I just put that at the two.
Yep. So you don't know what's one.
What do I got? 8 and 10?
You got 9 and 10.
Yeah, we'll go 9 on that one.
And the last one is a stub toe.
Oh, plenty of those playing ball too.
You get one.
Yeah.
Stub toe. And Mike goes 10. Mike, your last one is hers, the one. Yours is 10. So let's see. In order, and I know you didn't pick stub toe. Oh, we'll let you have the one switch. One you could switch. What would you switch?
Get one mulligan. Let's
like, what's the most painful thing on the list for you? Is it a stub toe?
No.
What do you think, that the thing you hate the most? Stomach ache, headache seem to be your
probably stomach ache.
Stomach aches are no fun.
Yeah.
Nah, I think out of all of those, the toothache's bad.
Toothache's pretty tough.
Yeah. Did you switch one?
Yeah.
You did switch it. Okay. Yeah, that's probably about right. Yeah, except maybe move the stub toe up maybe a little bit and knock something down. Cause those hurt too.
A stub toe, where are you?
You're a 10. It was 10. But that's a lot of basketball injuries there.
It is a lot of basketball. It's funny, when I saw that list, I was like, wait a minute, sprained ankle, jammed finger, stub toe. Like, that's a lot of basketball stuff. Not really brain freeze, but fun times.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, look at us go. So, back to faith. Tell us a little bit about your family.
I have 3 older brothers, 1 older sister.
Do they all live in Hawaii?
Yeah, but my sister lives on Maui, which is another island.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then all my brothers live in Oahu.
Yep.
And then I have 2 nephews.
They're in Hawaii also?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We already talked about mom and dad.
Yeah.
Now, do your nephews play ball?
No, they're still babies.
They're still babies, okay. Yeah. Future ballers.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. Yeah. I have a crazy family.
Hey, I think we all have a touch of crazy in our family, huh?
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What has been your... maybe most memorable moment or best experience here at CSN?
Best experience.
It can be on or off the court.
The best experience was probably beating Western.
In the first round last year? Last season? Yeah.
Yeah.
In the playoffs.
Mikey just happened to be watching that at his work.
Yeah.
I'll rehash that story to Faith here in a minute. Yeah.
Yeah, that was probably the best moment.
That was a good one. I'm trying to think. We had a big win your freshman year. Which one was that?
It was a ranked team. Somebody ranked, I think.
Well, we beat Salt Lake here.
Yeah.
Paige.
Yeah.
Paige threw the ball.
Yeah.
That was a good game, too. Yeah. Yeah, no, but winning our first ever, that's first ever playoff game in CSN history against the number one seed, ranked number 10. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
That was a scary one for a minute. It was a scary one.
That was.
Did what we had to do.
Playing them wasn't going to be easy, right? Yeah. So, but you guys prevailed.
You know, something crazy, a stat. I don't know if you know this stat. I think I definitely said it to the players.
The assist?
No, the fouls. So we played them a week earlier here.
Yeah.
And they kind of blew our doors off.
Yeah.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I mean, it was double digit. It was 18, 17, something like that. It was close for a minute.
Yeah.
We committed 37 personal fouls.
In that loss.
In that loss.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, guys, you can't, we just can't win a game when you commit 37 fouls. They weren't even good fouls. It just, you can't. So now fast forward, that was our last regular season game. Mm-hmm. We had sophomore night. Then we go out to Arizona Western, first round of the playoffs. Guess how many fouls they committed?
37.
37. Yeah. How crazy is that?
Yeah.
You can't win when you commit 37 fouls. Even though it only came down to a point, it's a tough to put yourself in that situation. I had just said you can't win.
Yeah.
Like I would have looked like a knucklehead. they committed 37 fouls and won. But no, that was fun. That was one of my more memorable games so far here.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt.
Listen, if I reach over and crack her right in the throat. I got that memorable. That was a good game.
That was. And then we got to eat hibachi after. It was
there you go.
Yeah, see? Team dinner. Yeah.
That was fun.
Yep, that was a lot of emotions.
Oh, yeah.
Just for so many reasons, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that was a big win. And the funny thing is they only lost 4 games all year.
Mm-hmm.
2 to us.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
You know, they're gonna be tough again. The Arizona Western's always tough. We've played them a lot, actually, even though we weren't in their league. That picture up there, Destiny Brown jumping in the middle, that's against Arizona Western. So we've played against Arizona Western. They had a Coach Cunningham, 37-year coach at Arizona Western. 37 years he coached there.
Wow.
And he just retired 2 years ago. So Coach Dewey took over, which was his assistant for a couple of years. But yeah, fantastic game. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yep. What was the best advice you got at CSN, or what's some advice that you'll take with you?
Some advice.
Let me make it easier for you. What's some advice you would leave for the incoming players?
I think that I said this in my speech on sophomore night. Just to cherish every moment that you have because it goes by really fast.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in my freshman years, I was like, oh, I'm in college. I have 2 years, but now I'm like, I'm about to leave. So yeah, I didn't think it would go by that fast, but it did. Yeah.
So when you were a freshman and you heard Aaliyah and Jordan saying, you guys enjoy it, you were kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, didn't make sense.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, 6 months later, you're going, holy smokes, I have 3 months left. Like, it's over. It does go by quick. I think when you're in it, I think it slows down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start getting close to, like, single-digit games left in the season, it gets scary. It's scary for me, too. But it's some years, not the two that Faith was here, and probably not the year before that, but I've had one or two years and at different schools where I can't wait for it to be over. Like as a coach, it's like, okay, all right, let's move on and let's reset and go. Yeah. But not the case here thus far at CSN. So it's, I look at some of these incoming freshmen before the open gym yesterday, Maya and Trista, and they're sitting in here and they're starting to fit in and starting to get a little more comfortable. Mm-hmm. And to me, I just sit back and watch, but I'm sitting here thinking this is just the beginning mm-hmm. of something that I hope is special for them, and it should be special for them, but got to be careful not to wait too long. That's, so it's good that we're able to get in the gym a little bit earlier than most teams to build that team feeling and that team chemistry. And even with the coaches, like Trent and I jumping into 11 man, like workouts, is I think that we can build that quicker here. And so that is that. Are you a big WNBA fan? No?
I actually don't really watch basketball.
No, neither do I.
I really don't.
Mike will tell you.
It's only when we'll get together and watch those games like he was talking, like Coach was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
I watch a little college, of course, but schedule gets in the way sometimes.
It happens,
for me. It's also I just other than watching your team, the Celtics or the Knicks or whatever it is, just don't. It's not the kind of basketball I want to watch. To be honest with you,
we talked about that earlier today. It's just the eras are different.
Yeah,
and, you're right. It was fantastic to watch back in the 80s, 90s, right? 70s, 80s, 90s, but different game now.
Yeah.
And then, of course, as we get older and we have more responsibility and more things to do, right? We just can't sit in front of the TV all day and watch games.
And I'm a cable. Well, I cut the cord 13 years ago. I haven't had cable in forever.
Yeah.
So I don't know. If I have to see a game, I can find a way to watch it, but I just don't. Nah, I'm the same as you. But who's the GOAT? Jordan or LeBron?
Jordan.
Good answer.
Yes.
You don't hear that very often from this age group.
Yeah, but some know. Faith knows.
Faith knows. I think Mike agrees.
Yep.
Yeah, that's we have we do a NBA draft every year.
Yeah.
Oh, my buddy George. Yeah. So he ended up beating me. He had a huge second round, hit nine in a row, and not nine in a row,
that's
nine
tough.
Hits.
That's
in
tough
second.
To do in a second
I've never,
round.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, good for him. Yeah.
But the first that was. Cooper Flagg,
yep.
American-born, and white American-born. When's the last time? This is Mikey. You can.
Whoa.
Last time, first pick of the NBA draft was a white American-born player.
Wow. Man, that's got to go back a ways. You know, I don't even know, Dan. Yeah, that's got to go back a ways, huh?
Oh, you're not going to get this.
Bob Pettit.
1977 is the last time there was a white American player. Kent Benson.
Kent, I remember Kent Benson. He was the big guy. He was the center.
Big dude, yeah.
He played for Detroit, the Bucks, something like that.
Bucks,
Pacers,
yeah.
Bucks,
I remember him with the Bucks, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's that. So... have you ever seen the clips where we do the Coach's Corner? Where I do like Coach's Corner, I send them to you guys, like little motivational things from the podcast. Usually we have it set up.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw a cool one that I want to talk about. And you can hear it directly here and I'll share it with the players. Should I turn this way? Should I turn this way? It's a cool thing that I've never heard of and it made so much sense in my brain. I'm like, I have to share this one. It's called the empty boat effect.
Okay.
Empty boat effect. So here's what it is. Imagine you're in a boat in the middle of the ocean and you're driving and you see another boat coming at you, straight at you. And you don't move. You keep going. And as you get closer to that boat and it's coming up, what do you think you feel? What are you thinking as that boat's coming right at you?
First thought
it's not moving. Right. It's not going left or right. It's coming right at you.
I'm scared.
Scared? What else?
You're hoping nobody's in it and you don't hit it.
Yep.
Yeah.
The empty boat effect is you start getting mad. Like, why aren't they moving? You got to move. Like, get out of the way. Like, because you're going straight. Why aren't they moving, right? Mm-hmm. And the empty boat effect is, as you get closer and closer and closer, there's nobody in the boat. It's just sitting there. You're driving up on it. So all that anger that you had that made you mad that they didn't get out of the way now is gone because it has nowhere to go.
Yeah.
So when you think about when you get angry at things or things upset you, a lot of times we have to step back and remember that things are being done not necessarily towards us. So we give our anger somewhere to go. Mm-hmm. And you don't always have to do that, right? So like I have actually a real life example of this is my buddy Tony, who passed not too long ago. That was Trent's godfather. Mm-hmm. Him and I were in a car driving down Main Street, Buzzards Bay on the Cape, right? And this car in front of us all of a sudden goes off the road towards a gas station, like towards the pumps. Mm-hmm. And you know, they have big cement like pillars so you can't smash into them. But this car was going right at a pump and Tony is going, dude, what are you, like yelling out the window? Like, what are you doing? Smash, the car smashes, doesn't blow up, no fire or anything. The guy who works in the gas station comes out screaming and yelling, what the beep, 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 all stuff. So we pull in behind. We're like, Tony gets out like, dude, like thinking he's yelling at somebody. It was an elderly lady who had a stroke. Mm-hmm. So all that anger suddenly turned into, we got to save this lady. Mm-hmm. So it's the, you know, we're thinking somebody purposely did that. And so Tony was mad. The guy whose company, of course, mm-hmm. is upset, but they didn't have the right context for that anger. So they had to let the anger go. And then all of a sudden we're sitting here trying to save this lady's life, like right. giving her CPR and all that stuff. So empty boat effect.
Okay.
Is we give our anger to things sometimes that aren't directed to us. If that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that pretty accurate? I started to think of that and I'm thinking,
yeah, no, that's a good one.
Yeah. I don't know how much it relates to basketball.
When we get mad at refs, cause they didn't right. see a foul.
To but, you. Although you think yeah. they're doing it because they don't like
yeah.
you. Like, I can't tell you how many there times. Go. That's a really good one. Yeah.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Starting, yeah.
Now, listen, I think that happens sometimes,
yeah.
but probably not nearly as much as a coach or a player thinks, right? Yeah. They're just doing what they're supposed to do is call yeah. the call. May not be the call we like, but we take it. You know, how many times have I said, are we at home or on the road? Like, you know, or have I said, hey, come on, it's 9-2. What are
yeah.
we doing?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a good example.
Yeah. Yeah.
Empty boat effect. Put it in the books.
Very good.
What else you got, Mike?
What do I got? You know what I was going to say when we was going over the numbers?
Yep.
Right, before each show? But one thing I don't like about sports is when it comes to the Hall of Fame,
mm-hmm.
what takes so long for some of these players to get inducted into the Hall of Fame that should have been in years ago?
I have an answer.
Right. Now, I get it. Different voters throughout the years, they hold grudges. If you're holding a grudge, they got to get over themselves, right?
Yep.
When Dave Parker got elected, right, that was on the last show we did for the year before we restarted. Now, Dave Parker just passed, right, a few days ago.
Yep.
He got to experience and know that he was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Won't be there for the ceremonies this month, right?
But he's in.
But he's in. He should have been in years ago and had that joy of the ceremony, you know what I mean, at Cooperstown.
Yep.
And he should have been able to experience that. That's where I get a little upset with sports yeah. in the Hall of Fame. But, yeah.
I think it's because that standard has been set. So I think they take time just to take time, just because that's how they do things.
Yeah, but some guys get in when they should. And now his off-field stuff right now in baseball, we know your off-field stuff will hinder you.
Yeah.
And he had a little bit of that. But when he did on the field,
yeah.
the numbers there. Even when he retired, the numbers were there. They are there.
Yep.
But you're right, and some guys we think should be 100% voted in are not right. It's only yeah. been one baseball player at 100%, right? Yep. Mariano Rivera.
Yeah.
But if you look at some of these guys that are in the Hall of Fame in their careers, you're like, well, these guys should have been 100% voted in too.
Yeah.
You know, but what some of the voters do too is they realize some of these guys are going to get in, so they throw their votes somewhere else, right?
Yep.
But I don't know, that's, you know, it's a little tough for me to understand. If a guy should be in, vote him in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I haven't received an invitation yet, so I'm pretty upset. Anyway, yeah, no, good point. So, you know what we forgot to do at the beginning of the show?
Yes.
Talk about the food.
About the food. Oh. Yep.
So, as you know, our fans, we have about 7 of them out there. Maybe one watching.
And one of them sitting here with us.
Oh, yeah, she's here. So, none watching. So, we eat before every show.
Yep.
We had fantastic food last week. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel. It was really good.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Good. That was good. That was good.
We got a good one. Lulu Hawaiian Barbecue. All three of us have never heard of it. Mm-hmm. We got the Loco Moco, crowd favorite. We got the Kahlua Pig, and we got the some kind of chicken. I don't know.
That was good.
We got some barbecue chicken, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, barbecue chicken.
Man, it was good.
White rice.
Yeah.
Macaroni.
Salad.
Yeah. All right, so what did you think?
I thought it was great.
Yeah. Was it good?
I like it.
You'd eat it again?
Mm-hmm.
It was good?
Yep. Could eat it again. Yep.
Yeah, no. I thought it was fantastic. Yep. I don't know. Unpopular take here. I haven't really enjoyed L&L. I don't like L&L. Well, I'm never going back.
Well, there goes his sponsor. Yeah. They won't sponsor you.
They're not sponsoring me, but Lulu might. Lulu Hawaiian Barbecue
Loco
might.
Loco Moco.
Yeah. No, that was fantastic. That was good. We have a ton of leftovers, so I don't know how we're going to handle that. Rock, paper, scissors. It was good. I should have got some spam.
Spam musubi.
Musubi. I could say it. Give me a second. I don't know how to say it. But you know where you get the best spam musubi in Hawaii?
7-Eleven.
Oh. That was from Mike. 7-Eleven.
Wow. Okay.
7-Eleven is... 7-Eleven out there is very different than here.
See, now I'll have to ask my auntie about that. She's Hawaiian, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She lives up here?
She's in the Bay Area. And my uncle, yeah. And my cousin, they're in the Bay Area. Wow. Yeah. Yep. I'll have to show you a picture of her when we get off there. Yeah.
All right, we're going to go rapid fire on this one.
Okay.
This one's, it's another blind rank. It's things you step on. Ready? A bug.
We're blind ranking these? Like,
yeah. You don't want to step on them.
Oh, you don't want to step on them.
A bug.
Ooh. 4.
And you're barefoot. Ooh. You're barefoot in all these.
What kind of bug is it? Is it a cockroach?
Whatever is in your... Yes.
If it's a cockroach, that is disgusting.
So you got to... You're going to stay with 4? All right. A Lego.
Shoot. I'm going to go with... 6.
Lego.
Yep, 7.
Lego. A thumbtack.
Oh my gosh. Like 2. Let's say 2.
Thumbtack.
6.
Ooh,
6?
Not afraid of them.
Yeah. Wow. But it still hurt.
It could hurt, yeah.
Dog pee.
Oh.
10.
Yeah, nah, it's happened before. 5.
5?
Only because I'm trying to think what might be coming.
Yep.
Okay, it's can coming. I change my answer?
It's coming. Okay. A cat's tail.
Ooh. I hate cats.
Have you ever stepped on a cat? You hate cats?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I just learned something new about my point guard.
I don't hate him. I would rather choose a dog over a cat.
Well, we know Adrian doesn't want a dog.
She don't want nothing.
Cat's tail. I mean, they scream. It's more about hurt. They
hurting them.
Scream. All right, cat's tail.
7.
Do I have 8?
Nope. Yeah, you have 8. Bug.
Bogdanov is 9 and 10.
9, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hate to hurt the animal, but let's go 4.
Cat's tail. Piece of glass. Ooh.
Do I have 3?
Yep.
Okay, 3.
I'll go 10 on that one.
10? Really?
Depends on if it's gonna stick in me or it's just
slice your foot open.
Yeah, 10. I don't need that.
All right. Bubblegum.
9.
9?
Yeah, 3.
Yeah, you don't like bubblegum?
No, 3 as in... I'm all right with that, yeah. As opposed to stepping on glass.
Okay.
Well, maybe I got this backwards. Yeah. Right, put glass at 1.
Yeah, you got it backwards.
Yeah, put glass at 1, bubblegum at 10.
I was going to say.
I think this whole time I've got it backwards.
Yeah. All right, you saved the day, because I'm sitting here going,
yeah,
you know what, exactly. I was thinking the pain. Remember the pain?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Well, no, glass is painful.
Yeah.
Dog doo-doo.
Yeah, that's it.
You got 1, 5, and 8. You got 2, 3, and 10.
I say 8. No. 5.
Doggy doo doo. Oh.
What do I got? 2, 3.
Barefoot. I don't. 2, 3, and 10. I've never stepped on dog poop barefoot.
Ew.
I don't think so.
Barefoot.
Barefoot. No.
No, I have not. But that would be nasty.
Is it 2 nasty, 3 nasty, or 9 nasty?
Nah, that's 3 nasty.
Dog. Poop. 2 left. A thorn.
Oh, my gosh.
You got 1 and 8. You got 2 and 9. Pretty close.
I go 1.
1?
Yeah, 2.
Thorn. And the last one is a nail.
But we did know.
No, you did thumbtack.
Thumbtack. Oh, my gosh. 8. Dang it.
Oh, we get to switch one. So yeah. I got
one
10.
Switch.
I got 10 on that. And you can, yeah, the nail's got to go up or somewhere towards the top 3.
Why don't you switch it with dog doo doo?
Doggy doo doo.
Doggy doo doo. Good switch. 9 and 3 is a good switch for you. You?
Mine's is the thumbtack and the nail.
Yeah, that's your 2 worst. So have you ever heard the story about when I stepped on it was a screw, not a nail, but a screw.
Ew.
I don't know if
I ever heard that story. So Trent and I are driving from somewhere. I don't know. We're going to Bonanza, probably workouts. I don't even know, but we were hungry. So we stopped at Capriati's and I had already ordered like on the app or whatever. This is years ago. So I don't know why. My mom was in a wheelchair. She was handicapped. And so I'm usually super protective over people who park in handicapped spots. And just, it bothers me. Not so much anymore. Like, I'm not going to get in a fight. I could care less. But just like, I kind of give stink eye. I just don't think it's right. For whatever reason, that day I parked in the handicap because I was just trying to run in and run out. Right. So I run in, get the 2 subs. I'm running back and there's like, I don't know, this like cement kind of like that stops the cars from going forward. And I was being goofy, just typical goofy me. And I was like, and I jump over it. There was a screw that was standing straight up that went through my shoe into my heel, about that deep into my heel, to the bone. The words that came out of my mouth, the pain that I felt. Listen, it's crazy. Trent was like, because I don't cuss like that really too much. He was like, uh-oh, like something's wrong. Because all he saw with me is like, and then all of a sudden, he was like, this is not good. I get in the car. I literally have to like wiggle the shoe out. That's how deep it was into my foot. And like kind of made this sound like when I got it off.
My gosh.
So it's stuck in my shoe. My foot is covered in blood. I have a picture of it.
Okay. You have to tell
go to Bonanza. Todd Hamburg, our trainer. You remember Todd?
Yeah.
I go see him. He cleans it. He's like, you got to go get a tetanus shot, dude. Like, I had the screw. I kept the screw for it all ever. I don't know where it is now. but I had to go get a tetanus shot. He's like, well, you need your sneaker. He couldn't get the screw out of the sneaker. He took a drill undrilled
You're
it.
You're kidding me.
No.
Holy smokes.
In my heel. Listen, I walked funny for about the next day. I actually did call in sick to the next day of school. I couldn't go to school. I was a teacher. Yeah. I couldn't walk.
Wow.
That's how much it hurt. So I went and got a tetanus shot, and I brought that screw with me. I actually brought it to prove to my principal that I wasn't lying. I'm like, it's literally like legit blood on it. So yeah, a screw or nail is
that's
number
there.
One because that's a pain I wish on no one.
Yeah,
that's not a fun thing.
See, doo-doo had a lot of doo-doo coming out of his mouth. You know the story behind his nickname?
Yeah,
you know the story, right? Yeah.
Come on, they see it every day in practice.
I figured so, but I had to ask. Yeah,
I got about three or four of them last night.
Oh yeah.
I was on your team. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we struggled last night.
Oh, yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
We could not make a basket. Couldn't make a basket. Yep. No, doo-doo is still in effect for sure.
That's how it's basically how I got to know doo-doo. Yeah. Because of what he did on the court.
Yeah,
we talked about that, I think, what, episode one. I don't even know we talked about how we met.
Go ahead. It's been a minute.
So what is a 6'3 and under league we're playing in? Maybe 6'4 with an inch grace, and you know, coach's game, right? So I always forget. Were you playing before or after?
We played before.
You played before, so it was.
You guys were sitting around watching me play, yeah.
So I told my brother. I told Derek, I'm gonna go up there. I'm gonna get him to play on our team. So I just walk
trying
over.
To poach me from another team,
right? So I walk over to him. Hey, my name is Mike. Would you like to play with us? Right. And he says yes. Uh-huh. And there we go.
Yeah. They were in layup lines in the game after us.
Yeah.
He came over and he's like, hey, want to play with us? Yeah. I was like, yeah. All right. Let's go.
Right. Now, if coach doesn't say yes, or if I don't go up to him,
yeah.
He's not sitting here today.
Yeah. 1993?
Ooh, is that what it was? Yeah.
94, 93, 94.
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And we have a picture of us that age, too, you and I.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when we had more hair. And
we definitely had more hair. Yeah. And his nickname was Fu Man because he had
the Fu Manchu mustache at one time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, man. Good times.
Yep.
And all these years later, Mike was in my wedding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Many
just from
moons
a basketball
ago.
Game, just because you walked up to him.
Yeah.
Well, I probably had 11 block shots the game that he was watching. That was
just seeing him play previously too, and it just we could use him
in that league. I was like David Robinson. I was patrolling the high skies.
You were protecting the paint, that's for sure.
Yeah, that was back in the day. That was
not anymore.
No, here we go. All right, our next guest.
Not anymore.
Yeah. No, I got a big block at the 50 and over tournament that I just did. Pinned it against the backboard.
Well, I didn't see it, so it doesn't count. No. Sorry.
There we go. Unfortunately, I saw all your assists, so.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? I've seen all of her college plays. Yeah. Every single one. Good stuff. Yeah. Well, Faith. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Good. Well, we're glad you got to be here.
Absolutely.
We can't wait to watch you play. I told her, I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know, but we're going to find a way to watch her play next year. And Alaska.
I bet you some of those games will be out there somewhere. Have to be.
What do you mean?
To watch. You mean to go watch her live.
All the games
to go
live.
Watch live in Alaska. Yeah. I see what you're saying there. But
Alaska fishing trip.
Hey, you never know.
Bring Showtime.
Or you could just come to Hawaii.
Yeah, the Hawaii trip.
Yeah, there you go.
Senior night is one I'm looking at. We got to look to see what that is. Because Hawaii this year, we have games both weekends.
Boo.
Mm. You play. I know.
It's okay. Just put it to the side.
Put it to the side. but yeah, anyway, well, good show.
Yeah.
Good food.
Good food.
Good people.
Good people,
and,
yes.
That's it. Let's wrap it up. We'll be back next week. We're going to probably try to stick on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And that's it. Any parting words?
This was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I'm glad you had fun. We got to learn a little bit about Faith and And folks, all 12 of our listeners. Yeah, it's good. Coach Thune, you're getting a good one if he's watching. All right. We'll see you guys next time.
Yes.
And thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
We'll see you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.